The Michael Berry Show.
I was sitting with a friend of mine 6 weeks ago, and it was him and his wife and his adult kids, and I had just done a show about raising young men. And I said I was starting work on a book about raising young men, and I wanted to talk to different people around the country. So that night at dinner, and when I get off the air, I forget what I've just talked about. That night at dinner, my friend Marshall Williams said, "Hey, you were talking about raising men," and he's raised a son and has a daughter as well. And I said, "Yeah." He said, "Man, that really spoke to me." And I said, "Well, I appreciate that." He said, "You know, my brother is actually the director of a documentary called The Colonel's Playbook. Do you know about this?" And I said, "No." He said, "It is amazing, and it's right up your alley." So he told me all about it, and we have been going back and forth to put this together to have this interview. Whether you're raising a young man, have raised a young man, or raising a grandson, your child is raising a young man, I think this is something that everyone, because if we raise our boys better, we'll solve most of the problems in this country. I truly believe that. The first thing is to have a father in the home to raise a boy. The second thing is to raise them right. And where there's not a father, that the community pull together and fix this problem. You got to know how to do it. You got to know about tough love. You got to know about discipline. Well, the Lone Star Film Festival in Fort Worth just accepted The Colonel's Playbook for their opening night to kick off the festival on November 10th at 6:30 p.m. for those of you listening in Dallas. What is or who is the Colonel, and what is The Colonel's Playbook? Tim Williams, tell us about it.
Well, Michael, thank you. It's great to be on your show, and I'm super excited about this idea of The Colonel's Playbook, but also who the Colonel was. And it starts off with the experience that I had when a battle-scarred Marine Colonel basically showed up as my coach, and basically how it changed the educational experience that I had. I was 11 years old. It's in middle school. And it's also about the effects that it continues to have on my life. So I'm so glad that you've got this topic on your heart, because it's been on my heart for a long time. I've raised four kids, and I'm so proud of them, and so much of what went into their raising, and I think the same with you were talking about Marshall, has gone into his kids, and the benefits are just unbelievable. So anyway, you know, here we are today in 2022. Kids, I think, are scared and confused. And basically, I am, you know, in a lot of ways, too, because you turn on any TV or read a paper or social media, and you quickly find out that we live in an unstable world, which I think leads to fear for them, especially for these kids, and especially what the future holds. So I believe that the movie I'm producing, which is another, it's basically the offshoot of the documentary, Colonel's Playbook, it's called The Colonel, has the potential to inspire, I think, confidence in millions of people's lives. How do I know that? Because that's what the real Colonel did for me when I was a scared 11-year-old kid. It was in the late 60s, early 70s, at the height of the counterculture stuff that was going on, Vietnam War. I mean, it was huge upheaval stuff, and it was not that different from today. Plus, we were in a nuclear arms race. You remember, you know, the Soviet Union. And impending doom, I mean, it was just like, you know, constantly on your mind. Another reason I think that the Colonel may be arriving at the right time, a couple of years ago, I made a 20-minute short of the Colonel, which I've kind of kept as, I haven't released it, but the past few months on YouTube, the trailer for the Colonel had more than 1.25 million views. And I've asked folks in film and television marketing, I say, you know, okay, this thing's done. It's, you know, had all these views. Why? And they say, well, it's basically insane. A trailer for a short film that nobody's seen does not get 1 million views. But if you read the comments that people have basically left on that site, YouTube, you can go to it, Colonel's Trailer. People around the world are starving for stories about strong, honest leaders. And so I'll set the stage quick for what happened. The year was 1969, and the school was Fort Worth Country Day. It was a struggling prep school, 5 years since it opened its doors, and even though we were academically strong, we were a joke in all sports, especially football. I mean, if we wanted to win, we had to find, like, YMCA teams to play. It was ridiculous. So here comes this Worst Guard Marine who'd been to hell and back fighting World War II and Korea, showing up as my middle school football coach. So I guess if you kind of imagine having Clint Eastwood or John Wayne at their peak walk into your locker room, only Lieutenant Colonel R.C. Rocky Rosker was the real deal. Was I scared? Hell yes, I was. But I was also thrilled. It was like getting hand-to-hand combat lessons from Conor McGregor or, you know, some Spartan warrior like Leonidas or something. The colonel was a stud. I mean, he was built like a rock. He had a gaze that could cut through diamonds. But he also had a positivity that gave you chills and the feeling you could do the impossible. The main thing Colonel emphasized over and over was confronting your fear so you could develop beyond your limits. So how did he do it? Well, he used some sort of insight that he had combined with his Marine training and love for people to find the best in each person he coached. If you were a smart ass or a malcontent and needed tough love, you got it. If you were scared or shy or meek or, you know, you just couldn't quite get your act together, he motivated you with a different envelope. Because the colonel had a knack for discovering each person's goals, like their inner, you know, thing that they wanted to become, and he motivated them to new heights to move forward. And I think there's two quotes that sum up the colonel. The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing.
That's right.
And then the other one is from the good book. It's Hebrews 12:11 that says, no discipline is pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it leads to a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. And I really think that kids, I mean, I understand why they feel lost. And I feel, and they feel like they're behind the eight ball these days, you know, because it really seems like there's so many forces that are determined to destabilize the world, like social media, politics, drugs, bullying, peer pressure. And, you know, it's kind of understandable why cynicism and fear have become the prevailing mindsets. One of the motivators in my telling the colonel's story is that many kids believe there are no more heroes.
That's right.
Like
your hero might be your coach. It might be your teacher.
I know it.
Tim, I'm up against a break. This was your coach. You gave his eulogy. You later realized while you were in Iraq and shells were falling that this story needed to be told, and it's being told. Folks, go see it. It's thekernelmovie.com. Thekernelmovie.com. There is more to happen on this story. Young men need to see this. Moms and dads, sit down and watch this with your boys and talk about this. Talk about why we discipline. Explain what we're trying to raise them up to be. Thank you, Tim Williams. TheColonelMovie.com. Kirk Cameron of the famous Growing Pains.
Man, if it weren't for Growing Pains, I wouldn't be on the Michael Berry Show.
You have a rose.
The Michael Berry Show.
Our rose.